Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Let's go! What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apology. I'm the God, Dave Temple. Always here, rocking out, back in effect. Thank you, everybody, tuning in on the live stream. We always appreciate you guys for being there, ready to rock out with us as soon as we get started. Thank you for everybody that's tuning in everywhere right now. It's a good Wednesday night. We in here hanging out. Derek, fresh from a baby shower.
It was my cousin's baby shower. That motherfucker having twins. I had to put on a real big
Burberry
coat.
What is that? Why is this the official?
I don't know.
Like, I'm about to have a baby shower effect. What is that? Like, because have you ever worn Burberry to a baby shower?
No, I wore it to a premiere. And I found out later that I just look like a fucking obnoxious asshole.
All the black dudes do it, though. All the black dudes do it. I don't know whether there's any white guys that do that. I'm sure, like, they have to.
Burberry is from England.
That's what I'm saying. It was made from London. It was there
London.
For white guys.
And for you, polo and shit, right?
Yeah.
For playing and Inspector Gadget and cracking cases,
I
right?
I mean, I think Burberry is made for, like, raincoats, like, you know, to be out there. It's like London fog.
For rich niggas.
I mean? It is funny, though. Wearing Burberry to a baby shower, mm-hmm. It's basically saying, like, I have other places to be.
Oh, okay. So basically, it was the outfit for the second stop, but the first stop was this bitch-ass
right. That's why.
Okay.
That's why it's funny when your dad show up wearing Burberry. Like, nigga, where you going? I'll be back later to help.
Yeah,
I guess,
I'm here to support,
home.
But I got something. I got a party to get to, bitch.
Yo,
I got a party.
I ain't gonna lie. I got two kids, right?
Okay.
By the time my second kid came around, I was over on the concept of baby showers. One, I didn't like my first baby shower. One, we was too young.
Too young.
It was just weird that people was giving us gifts for this baby. And
okay,
what was weird about it was I was the more popular one in the relationship.
Okay.
My baby mom, she had kind of gotten pretty good at isolating herself, and you know how girls are. I don't have no friends.
All those excuses.
So when it came time to do a baby shower, well, baby showers is for friends. You know what I mean? For friends to shower you with gifts. I have friends.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have friends.
So she ain't getting no gifts.
Well, that was the thing. She tried to get my friends to come around. I mean, like, my friends don't really fuck with
they
you.
They don't
like
really
that.
Fuck with you like
so
that.
So this is a weird thing.
Ain't that
happening.
Fun?
Yeah.
A lot of my homies got wives sometimes that I don't fuck with still, and they don't fuck with me.
Like y'all just don't interact, or y'all don't fuck with
like,
each other.
Like, I don't, like, shout out to my homie Breeze. He has an ex or whatever that, or something like that, that I could never stand even when they was dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I let him know early.
Yeah. This was definitely for my first baby shower, for all of my friends in college, and shout out to all of my friends that came through with gifts. Even though y'all didn't agree with this shit, y'all didn't like this woman, like, y'all still came through for me, right?
That's right.
So when it got to be my second baby, I'm like, well, there's really no point in getting people involved in this shit. Like, we did it. We the ones having the
right?
baby.
We the
ones. Ain't no point in getting y'all involved.
Yeah, man.
So even though she wanted to have one, because she actually had two. For my second daughter, we had
two baby showers. That's how spoiled she was, because I remember my cousin threw her one, and then her family threw her one also.
Everybody need two parties for Miss Charvel.
Right, right. But the thing was, I was over it. I'm like, look, man, I'm not here for the grab on the gifts.
Okay.
I'm going to show up later and help y'all bring the shit home. There's no real reason for me to be here. As a dude, maybe I'm here to take some pictures. I could do all that at the end.
I don't
care about the cake. No, I don't want to guess none of that shit. I don't want to do
none of that.
Because
I got all the
shit.
Responsibility I got to take care of after this dumbass party. I got to take care of these kids.
I'm going to tell you this. If anybody listening has children, and if you ever have children, you will know this.
Don't you cuss me
the
like that.
The people who are at your baby shower, you will never see them again. You will never see them again. I promise you.
It's a quick party.
It's a sire.
It's a reason to put on your Burberry. You might as well be going to a funeral.
Yeah, it might as well be a farewell.
Yeah,
that's
farewell to that
it's
nigga.
A farewell.
The responsibility killed his ass.
Right, because here's the thing. I had kids young.
Uh-huh.
So basically it was a farewell because it was like, hey, by the time you're finished with fatherhood, we all gonna be knee deep in that shit.
Yeah.
See you later, sucker. Should have wrapped it up, man. Nah, man.
Better get it out the way early, right?
What? Getting the kids out the way early?
Getting the kids out the way early.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, look, I love my kids. It's so great. It's amazing watching them navigate the world. This is where I'm so thankful for my kids, not only for the joy and the love that they brought into my life, but for the bullshit that they kept me out of.
Mm-hmm.
I realized one of the reasons why I'm not caught up too bad, because I always had to go home and be a dad.
Be with my daughters.
Right, like I could hang out and do all the fuck shit at night, but I got to get home.
I got to get home to my family.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just be out. This is going to sound bad.
No, talk shit.
You just can't be out. I'm not going to say date raping, even though I did just say it. But you know what I'm saying. You can't be out accumulating accusations and then going home and putting together breakfast for little girls in the morning.
Wow, that was such a weird example. I mean, I get it. You can't be out. But you could just be out. You could just be out not committing crimes. You can be out hooking up with chicks, nutting and bitches eating chips. You could have said that. Could be out here just nutting and eating chips, but now I got daughters at home.
Okay, well, all right, now, here to there. Even just nutting on chicks. Just nutting on chicks and just leaving them there.
Yeah.
Just in there.
Well, put a towel out. I'll put a hot towel on them.
I'm talking about when you leave a girl. Like, there's nothing sadder than leaving a girl in her apartment, you know what I mean, on a Sunday morning.
That's her apartment. She go to sleep.
On a rainy Sunday morning, it's just her and her cat.
Yeah, I know, right? Y'all could at least have some soup and a grilled cheese.
I got to hit the old dusty trail here, so.
Time to get going. Yep.
All right, let's do some plugs before we pull our guest in. I see our guest in here. I'm so happy to have this guy in here.
Very, very funny dude, man.
One of
the funniest dudes.
No. I want to do plugs. I want to get plugs out of the way up front. Huh? Yeah. I still want to do plugs now, okay? Can you hear me, T? Can you hear me? You can talk, because this thing that you're doing lately where you mouth stuff through the studio.
Yeah, I'm trying to make this like a professional show.
This is a professional show.
But we like doing that. The girl producer talks.
Yeah, we like to throw a girl voice in every now and again.
Breaks up all this nigga.
As opposed to just... Something just happened where the
mic went out. Wait a minute, I'm glad I didn't hear what the fuck you just said. Yeah. You said some slick shit. That's why you went out.
Uh-oh.
I turned it off. That's my bad.
Yeah. What were you saying?
I said I could be like a Drew Barrymore and get on my knees and hold your hand and tell me about how you're feeling
today. Oh, okay. So she's referring
to
Drew Barrymore has a talk show, and Drew is trying to learn how to, I guess, interview people genuinely.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen what she's talking about, but she told me about it. She described it like Drew will get on her knees and walk up to a guest and hold their hand.
Yeah, so like, let's say Dave is where he's at and you're sitting in the orange chair where Reg will be. She will get on her knee so that she's level with you and hold your hand and be like, I heard you got engaged.
Man, if you don't get the fuck out of my face. No, we didn't ask you to do that.
It's so weird.
You got enough. The input is great.
You're right. My bad.
It's not her fault. She's trying her best to not be a child star weirdo.
And she's doing just child star weirdos. That's exactly what child star weirdos do. Get the fuck off your knee and talk to me like a human being. We adults. See that? See, this is my...
They don't know how to do that. if you were a child star, people don't know, because one, people talk to child stars like adults. You ever see somebody interviewing a Hollywood child star?
They'd be like, so who you fucking these days? They'd be like 12.
Right. But the kids be having these adult answers. What was it like working with James Cameron?
And it's systematically, I knew that when I was in depth, and this motherfucker would be nine, in depth with the scene, I felt like the character
Drew
would
Barrymore
have to
been on since E.T.
E.T., my
and that's
nigga.
The first one that we know. Every time we know child actors, we always find some weird commercial.
She was in a commercial
when
2 years
like two
back.
Or three
yeah.
years old. You know what I mean?
So, she was the life cereal. Girl.
And that can't be good for people. As a matter of fact, we're switching gears a little bit. But I was just talking about this, another show that Tiana seems to love but not love. T, I'm going to put you on blast. T watches Love on the Spectrum, but she doesn't watch it. She only watches it on TikTok.
I tried, bro.
She only watches. No, this is the way you got to consume shit.
I see clips on TikTok. I don't watch
TikTok. She watches 20-minute clips on TikTok. That's a full episode. All right? And she watches hundreds of them. So here's the deal.
Hundreds?
Here's the thing.
Hundreds?
That's Here's dramatic. The thing.
For there to even be that many clips, how do you get, you know what, you're an actor.
Uh-huh.
You know what it's like to act.
Uh-huh.
You know how frustrating it is to hurry up and wait.
Yep.
Right? You know how frustrating it is to have to do something over and over and over again when you thought you nailed it the first or second time around.
Shout out to those cool directors.
You know what it's like to be ready to go, and then these motherfuckers send you back to your trailer because the lighting is off, set deck is off.
It's always
weird.
It's always
something. And they're like, how do you get an autistic person to deal with that? Like, that's one of the things that autistic people do not have.
They're
is patience.
On the spectrum. You know what I'm saying? They're on the spectrum. They're
right.
Fully...
So there's trailers on the spectrum?
No.
They're not fully autistic. They're like on the spectrum of autism.
What do you mean they're not fully autistic? On the spectrum is enough.
That's the axis. I thought the spectrum was the axis.
Like
the spectrum is just
And they goofy minds spin on that axis.
Being on the spectrum is just enough to not have to abide by social norms.
Me and a lady was watching a clip. People, you ever seen how people on the spectrum French kiss? It's very weird.
Please,
they just open their mouth.
Can we get a
like
clip?
That?
I know you know where they are. I know you know where they are. Can you please pull up a clip
of Love on the Spectrum?
It could even be one of your TikTok clips, which is wild.
TikTok spectral clips. Yo, T crazy. T a bully.
I'm just saying.
She here bullying the spectral kids.
To even interview people on the spectrum and be like, yes, no, like the audition process.
I know, right?
Can you how can you put autistic people through the audition process?
And they found
process?
The best ones too. You'd be like, yo, they are so out of here, bro.
Right. Not only that, like you know, that requires supervision.
Yeah.
You got to send in headshots.
You
all
got
that.
To. Like, you got to. People, you got to shepherd them.
There are people.
You
got to
move all those minds around.
Right. I think my son Quirky would be great for this.
This is one of the people who's a star of the show.
Star.
Let's go. Make sure you get a little audio.
Oh, hold on.
If we can get audio.
Right.
Oh, we don't need audio.
Producer
I can already
on the spectrum.
Tell.
Wow.
I can already tell he on the spectrum. On the good side.
No, sir. No, sir. Have you ever been in a relationship? What's a relationship? I forgot. It's like if you're dating somebody and then when you make it official, you're in a relationship.
No, sir.
Have you ever been on a date?
No, sir.
How would you describe yourself? What kind of person are you?
I'm polite. I have a good personality. And I'm a kind young man.
I don't believe it. I don't think he's on the spectrum, bro. I
what
think
you mean?
Acting. David,
this is you the, out of your mind.
This is Abby and David. They're basically
look at this,
they're on season two.
Look at this goofy shit, Dave. Look at this. Me and the girl saw this one.
This is the one that Dave doesn't think is autistic.
I don't think any of them are autistic.
Online don't think this girl is autistic.
So you think they all really good actors?
I think this is easy acting.
Then all right, we'll see if this gets an Emmy next season.
2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Well, like one and a half year.
You think that's acting?
Good.
Absolutely.
Look at his face.
You guys happy together?
Okay.
Yes, we are.
Zoom in on me. I can do that. You ready? Go ahead. Zoom in on me. I'm going to show you. Now, we'll finish watching the clip, and I'll show you how well I can do.
Oh, thank you.
I'm the boy with autism who loves a girl with autism.
Oh, that means a lot to
Look
me.
Look at his kiss. Scary. Wait, what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they pose
that's that like a pose that she does all the time.
All right. Yeah, man.
When she's proud of herself.
All right.
Bruh.
So, why go ahead. Acting? Zoom in on me. Hi, I'm David. Stop. Welcome to No Need for Apology.
Nope. I think you acting. Nigga, that was terrible. Them motherfuckers really look like they got problems. The way they dress.
Oh, because. All right, let me just stare right into the light. Thank you guys for tuning in.
That voice stinks. They had normal voices. Come on, nigga. You got to do better than that. They was on the spectrum. It's obvious.
Let's get some plugs.
It's obvious. Stop being a bully. You're a bully. You're a fucking bully. That's what you
got. I can't wait until y'all find out that this show is a scam and y'all gonna be right.
Oh, this ages well.
This is just like when y'all said... When the people who pulled us off of Jesse Smollett was like, y'all gay bashing. When it was like, no, this nigga's just lying.
But
you know what I mean?
There was a clear lie he was telling. This shit don't look like they lying, nigga. This look like, this shit said, oh, thank you.
I'm glad. You know what?
And this did. Nigga. Jesse didn't do no shit like.
You just did it. You just did it.
Well, no, that's dumb.
That's easy.
I was making. Okay, you think they're acting. You're out of your fucking mind if you think they're acting. I'm sorry.
I think they're acting. I don't think you can get autistic people to sit through the process of acting.
They're not acting. They were just talking their shit.
Bro, even if they're not acting, even you've done reality shows. What was the AOL show?
The motherfucker said, what's the relationship? I don't even know.
What was the AOL show that you did?
Oh, Connected?
Connected, right? And that was reality based. That was you walking around with your own camera filming you and your friends.
Uh-huh.
And it came out great. It looked great. You know what I mean? But it is a thing where, you know, even me mentioning it, look at how you were, ugh. You know what I mean?
But nobody was on the spectrum.
You was.
Do the plugs, you bitch ass.
All right, let's That's do some so plugs, man. Guys, the Four Tour is up and running. We are supposed to be in Helium tonight. Things did not work out for travel.
It's getting rocky. So, the beginning of the tour, kind of rocky.
No need for apologies, but for those who are ticket holders, we're working on what happened.
What happened?
There. It was a weird, weird.
Somebody trying to sabotage.
Weird disconnect. But I'm not going to focus on the negative. Here's the positive, okay? Coming up. February 21st,
oh shit,
we are in L.A. at the Comedy
One
Store.
One night only in L.A. too, on some fly shit.
Are available now. Please make sure you get out there and get there. There's new cities that are added. I know right after that, actually before that, next week we are in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Here we are.
At the House of Comedy, February 8th
through the 10th.
Los Angeles at the Comedy Store, February 22nd. Philadelphia, City Winery, March 2nd. Those ticket links will actually go live Friday. I think they're live right now, but only for like City Winery members. I mean, you know,
the people that drink wine.
Yeah. Then we head across the pond to London.
Bob
We're starting Jerob. Off at the Bill Murray. The ticket link will be updated to represent. We'll be at the Comedy. Damn it.
The Bill Murray Club.
No, the Bill Murray is the 10th. The 16th, we are at,
Didn't you say the comedy bubble? The bubble house.
Let's promote the Bill Murray, because this is the one we're selling tickets to.
Yeah. Right.
Come see us at the Bill Murray.
Come see us Sunday,
March 10th.
We're going to be at a whole lot of other spots, too.
The tickets are inexpensive. We're American.
Well, we don't know what London charges for shit. We have no idea.
I have no idea.
We're charging as much as the club charges other shows.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, the Bill Murray... the 10th, and then the following week, here it is. It is the City Comedy Club in London.
Yeah.
City Comedy Club, March 16th. So
and we're working on Top Secret. I'm putting it out there. I don't give a fuck.
We're at Top Secret. We have dates
for Top
Secret.
Yeah, we just got to hit them, and they'll give us spots.
All right, I'm hype.
I'm going to vlog on that. Then when we get back stateside, we're kicking off the DC Comedy Festival.
We are. My boy Eddie Lyles looked us out. Shout out to Eddie Lyles.
So that'll be a good thing, April 8th. And then scroll up one more time so I can see that there. Oh, yeah, the Port.
Hey, we coming back
the
to
port,
the...
April 19th and the 20th in Baltimore, Maryland.
Where they did most
so
good.
Make sure you guys come on out and see the gang. More dates to come. Let's go ahead and get our guests. Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the States where Delta 8 is legal.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to get high?
Yeah, high, huh?
Like, really high.
Sorry.
Like super duper legally Spice Girl high. Which wow. You know those girls had to be high to be making those kind of songs. I tell you what I want, what I really want. I want vapes, gummies. Well, Vic, listen.
Gummies, vapes.
If you're over the age of 21 and you're living in the States where this is legal, which is all of them, go to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What is Delta 8? I don't know. But it's found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. And that's all you really care about. At YoDelta.com, you can find all of your gummy, vape, and flower and getting high needs. And you get access to high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that this stuff should be taken responsibly.
Not responsibly.
Yeah, man. You got to be responsible, man. Okay, like, don't let your kids get into it. Don't be out here driving no car on Delta 8. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. you can move around, but be the passenger. So
absolutely.
One more time, go to yodelta.com. And when you check out, if you use promo code GAS, that's G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. That's one more time. That's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25%.
A quarter off.
YoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super duper high. Let's get back into it.
Let's get back into the show.
I see him in there. He's ready to go.
He's ready to go.
Basically, a show favorite. Been around since the beginning of you and I doing this thing,
motherfuckers,
man.
Got tenure.
Yeah, I always enjoy when he's on and have a good time. Give it up for the great Reg
the
Thomas.
Reg, the
what's
only
up,
one.
Reg
Thomas.
What up, man? How you
Young
doing?
Young Reggio.
Let me get you a little... No.
Dude, up on me.
I really enjoy that noise for bringing our comics
on.
What's happening, man?
Reg?
How you doing?
Chilling, man. I just got back. I was in Boston this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, left Boston.
How you like it out there, man?
It is purposely white. That's a problem.
It's purposely white. Good call. Good call, my friend.
They are purposely keeping the niggas away from where the comedy club is at.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Do you ever dip off and go do the black shit in like Roxbury or anything like
or
that?
Or Dorchester.
I don't got no plugs out there, so I don't play around.
Yeah, you shouldn't go out there plugless.
Yeah, like I was with Chris Redding. He said, you know, he wanted to get up with Sam J's people, but like that, the timing didn't work out with that.
Yeah.
So like those are the only people we knew from like Boston. So like, nah.
Right.
But I don't know. Like I have a little cousin, but he's 25. I'm not going to have some little nigga take me around.
So yeah, yeah.
25 is goon age.
They be in the weird. It's not even. They just be in
it's
the weird shit.
Goon age.
That's how
it's
like. Remember the movie Carlito's Way?
Yes.
Yeah, Carlito came home, his little young cousin wanted to show his ass. Like, come on, man, you got me all caught up, man. Can't hang out with them.
That's exactly what it was. Like, my little cousin, he's like, nah, you good, y'all. I said, I need some weed. He goes, my man got the best gas in town. I'm like, all right, bro.
Hey, for little niggas, too, I've used my little cousins to get weed sometimes. I felt bad when that relationship changed, but I'm definitely giving them the bread. Like, y'all go through it. I'm not going nowhere with you.
It's one of the gayer interactions is like trying to find someone who could sell you weed in a town. First of all, like, I'd be so ashamed of how many staff members at the comedy club, I don't smoke, bro. Who has weed? I've never even smoked weed.
Right,
isn't that
right.
A shame?
I'd be like, what comedy club am I at right now?
Yeah.
I remember the best comedy club I went to, the whole staff smoked, and it was 420, so, like, there was a party in the kitchen.
Exactly.
So I was a part of that. That was crazy.
Speaking of 420, I think that port show should be a 420 themed show.
Oh, shit.
Weed is actually legal now in Maryland. Shout out to Maryland catching
shout
up to everybody
port,
else.
Man. Shout out to Justo.
Yeah.
Young Justo. Yeah, shout out to Young Justo.
So I think that 420 show should be a 420 themed thing just to celebrate y'all first year of having legal weed.
Oh, wow.
Smoke some legal doobies on the waterfront.
Oh, okay.
Get your laugh.
I'm going to bring a little stereo. We hang out.
I like that club a lot, man.
Yeah, man. It's like, it's really good.
The port is
right?
Wild Dog. It's a Wild Dog club.
Yeah, man. I like that.
That club is raw.
And that's one of the few clubs owned by a comic and is like doing it good.
I know. I really wish it would be some more people doing it with him, but he works well by himself.
That boy do the whole thing.
I'd be feeling so bad watching that man do so much.
Well, he's like a scientist, so like he, you know, he has the brain power to
run the door and make the drinks.
Right. Well, then again, I love Matt. Shout out, no disrespect, but that dude might be on the spectrum too. That's why he's able to. That's why he's able to hone in and focus.
The Spectrum Talk was out of control.
The Spectrum Talk was out of control. You
not
saw
out of
the
control,
clip.
Yeah.
You think they was. Come on.
Old girl's friend.
Oh.
Thank you. Sometimes
y'all niggas tripping, bro.
Why?
Like, she got it.
You know what
enough.
It is? And I get like, it. I get it. Like, you got whatever. Autism in your it. Family, so there's a bit like, more.
Let me tell you something. She's on the first block of the spectrum.
Oh, first block.
On the corner.
Yeah, she like, she like right before right. it starts to even get colorful.
Right. She back down to one way.
Like this right. is like this is her little tick. This is it. That's it.
I don't believe it. Hey man, okay.
She can't stop doing this, and that's why she's on the spectrum.
Okay. So she's not all the way in. Okay. Nah. I'm telling you, something up. She homie, probably speak a language she made up.
I ain't gonna lie. If, I can see what Dave was talking about. Homie, like, he just holding his breath and talking weird, too.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right. He made it through hair and makeup.
But you know, Dave.
He made it through makeup.
But you already know how Dave is. Dave is like, if you're not my type of read, then you gotta. then you ain't real.
But Dave don't believe nothing. He think these motherfuckers supposed to be downright dumb. Yeah. Like, yeah, man, they could probably hang out. They could probably sit still. And get makeup on their face, but they're clearly still out of their minds.
That kiss was mad uncomfortable.
You no.
It's just too bad actors.
That's a sketch group? It's a sketch group. That's what it was.
There you go. All right, I put it to you.
Let me ask y'all this. Have y'all ever dealt with a shorty who had a disability of some sort?
You know what? I don't want to be hacky and go in on my ex like that, but
Miss Chavelle.
But like, here's the sad part. If I did, I didn't know.
And maybe
I never wifed, but like, I will say this, and I'm not gonna use names, but like, all right, there's a comic that we all know with a disability, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I met her boyfriend this past week at a comedy club. Dude's like a full-on lawyer. And I'm like, interesting, right? And then it was like, and then she was telling me about like other times that she's been involved.
He knows the
parameters
of how he could abuse her. That's why.
Wow. That's different. He
but
know
he was
all
telling
loopholes.
She was telling me about other times that she'd be hooking up at like parties and stuff like that. And I'm like, that's interesting.
Ain't that interesting?
Like, that's weird to be at a party with a bunch of regular people and be like,
who that chick over there?
I'm gonna take this one.
Yeah. Who the one that came in limping a little? What's that one? What she got going on?
God bless him.
God bless him.
I'm going to confess one.
Let's go.
Okay, talk shit.
Undergrad, I caught neck from a shorty with a trait.
Okay.
I
can see that.
She used the hole.
She ain't using it. But like, I think the whole helped the experience. Like, I could feel her like breathe, like the.
So there was more airflow. Yeah. You know how they do that.
I could feel like the breeze coming out of the hole on my balls.
What's that thing they do with engines when they add more air to go faster? What's them little things on the top of the cars?
Oh yeah, the air intake mass.
Air intake mass flow. That's what the fuck you got.
Yeah.
That's what you got.
She took the restrictor off of that thing.
She took the restrictor off that thing. That's what she did.
She's like, what gag reflex?
Jesus,
ain't nothing back there.
Nope. Don't worry. Keep
ain't
it in.
Back there.
I'll throw up out the hole.
I nutted. All she did was take a little tissue.
and she blotted? She just blotted and dabbed?
She caught it as it came out.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
It's like one of those, you know, when you used to put a quarter in a payphone and just go right there.
The furthest I'll go, I only mess with a few chicks that had bum uteruses.
Yeah. I came close.
I'm talking about a visible disability, bro. Okay.
Nah, I do the indivisible.
Same deal. College, same deal. There was a pub that we used to go to every Thursday night, Peter's Pub. This is the University of Pittsburgh campus.
All right.
Thursdays at Peter's was the shit. People just getting drunk, fucking around, right? And there was this girl, I'll use her name because I don't know what happened to her, Tia, right? Tia was like a dwarf.
Okay.
But then she also had like little hands with like a few fingers on each hand.
Okay.
Like,
whole circus act. Okay.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
But you know how you see some dwarfs that just kind of got the little bubble, and some of them, they be tying their shirts up. We see a little bit of skin, and you be like, and they put themselves out there. Me and my girl was just talking about this the other night. Like, some chicks will just put themselves out there to the point where you're like, well, the pretty one acting all crazy, so
yeah, why
I'm
going
to run on
why
with this
not?
One, right?
Yeah.
So she kept, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, let's see what it is, right? Yo, get your coat, meet me at the front door, right? And I'm down to do this, and I'm saying my goodbyes, and then some other girls that I knew, they was, yo, was you leaving with Tia? Because she looking for you. And I'm like, Nope.
Nasty word.
I couldn't deal with the pressure. Yeah, of
Tia didn't know how to keep a secret, and now you can't get no work.
Yeah, that's what happens.
You ran off running your mouth, and now you ain't getting none.
Nigga was in the store stealing fun-size candies. Yeah. Stole all the fun-size, got checked.
Yeah, man. I could not. Looking back on it, I should have still did it just for the experience. Yeah. Fuck the judgment of those girls, but that judgment... That judgment put me off, man.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that weird how judgment from ladies can stop you from...
Oh, yeah, big time.
Digging in the trough the way you really
digging
want to.
Digging in the trough.
Yeah, that, the trough is wild.
Digging in that trough.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, we done all slept with, like, at least one crazy bro.
At least one? Nigga, please. Most
pretty,
of them.
Pretty chicks always got an ailment.
It's always something.
Like, every pretty girl with a big forehead always got, like, lupus or some shit. You're like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Why is your blood bad?
Yeah, weird diseases, too, where it's like, okay.
Like, the prettiest bitches always got something, like, their gene pool is just traga.
Yep. That's how you know you made it. If you got a nice place and a pretty girlfriend who's always sick, yeah, you're killing it.
This bitch is a rescue.
You are killing it, bro. You know, I don't want to get into videos that early, but this is a perfect setup. There's a video
You be ready to fall in love with this bitch. She like, I got 6 months to live. Like,
right.
God damn, bitch. Like, the fuck?
Quit working around pretty women. See if you pull that one up, man. I saw that this is a guy who he had to keep it real about the fact that, like, yo, I can't work around pretty girls. I respect this because I know myself. Because
pretty women don't got no work ethic.
Nothing.
It's not even the type of women that you think.
I thought that was what's our boy,
Brian?
Who you talking about?
Brian Babylon?
Nah, it was real quick. I was like, oh shit. The nigga that's always hosting at the cell.
Work at a prison in Midwest Texas, a female prison.
Who you talking about? John Lasseter?
Females is that? And I said, I can't do this. I know my vulnerability is gonna change. I already like pretty women. Women in the prison system are some of the most prettiest women that you can ever find in your life, bro. That prison was full of pretty. These girls were prostitutes at one time.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because they were drug. But as they got themselves together in prison and got their body back right and got their hair back tight, because you know you can't wear a weave in prison. So you gotta let your hair grow.
Yeah.
You know you can't eat those burgers and fries.
Oh yeah, ain't no BBLs in prison.
You gotta eat prison food. You gotta eat.
Yeah, right before this nigga started talking, I thought that was Richards.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All those carbs. Man, these women are sexy. They're fine.
They be working out. Beautiful.
And I told my lieutenant, I said, I'm coming back to the male prison, bro. I don't want to work over there.
Hey, plus.
I don't want to be over there.
Plus, those women got game. They up in there. They got game at a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that? That's good to know yourself, right? Because you like
said, that nigga said, I'll fold and fuck every one of these bitches.
Yeah, that's basically what he was saying. He said, yo,
There's a TV show on Paramount called The Mayor of Kingstown, and it's about a town where, like, the prisons are, like, the basic, like, economy of the city. And there's a male prison and a female prison, and one of the guys gets caught up being like owing a favor to a prisoner. So like the cops are like, yeah, we gotta move him to the girl prison.
Mm-hmm.
He at the girl prison. One of the shorties finesse him, stab him in the neck after they fuck. I was like, this nigga,
bruh, yeah, pretty ones, they crazy, yeah, bruh, yeah. They crazy. Yeah.
He'd be walking through on patrol, and she would show his box through the prison window, and that nigga was like.
She showed a box. He showed a box.
Yeah,
showing the box. That's so funny.
I just looked up prettiest mugshots. So there's a list of the 40th hottest mugshots ever.
All right, let's do this. I'm hype. No need. Oh, so come on.
We've got this.
Weak. Nope. See, this, already this is a BuzzFeed article.
Nah. What do we feel?
She believable. This one right.
I'm gonna keep it 1,000 with you. Everyone so far looks guilty.
They all look guilty. Oh,
didn't this guy blow up right here? This guy.
Nah,
it
might have been another
that
dude.
Guy, but another guy who had a similar look.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be in there in a while.
See, these are weird, though. It's weird that they have makeup on. So these must be like a rain, like they got.
They coming from somewhere.
Oh, this guy is on something. Look at his eyeballs.
Yeah.
He killed somebody.
Oh, yeah.
He a killer.
His sister.
She bad.
Right, hold on. Red, not too bad now.
Why is the lighting
her face
so
weird?
Amazing.
That
her,
the
this
way
girl,
I had.
You ever see a Princess and the Frog with Princess Tiana, the cartoon? Oh, she has a crazy redhead friend. This is what she looks like.
Oh, all right.
That looked like a headshot, though.
Okay. I like both of them.
She She smiled a little bit at hers.
Ooh.
Yo, for all the viral Meg shots I've seen, none of them are coming up in this.
I know this thread is right now.
That one looked like Pete a little bit. Look, you knew exactly which one I was talking about. Dude got arrested with a shirt and tie on. I wonder what he did.
Some scheming.
All right. Yeah.
There's some lookers here.
Pretty people.
Whoa.
Oh, Roddy 1738.
Rich. Roddy Rich. That nigga, who that?
That's like one of those, when you get one of those pit bulls, it's just like, oh, you know, he about to go crazy in a few years.
First of all, nigga, you got two different eye colors. You breaking the law. How many black people you think got eyes like, dude?
No, that's like rare. Isn't that like a rarity?
Oh, you wasting your beauty. Yeah.
Not even wasting your beauty. Nigga, you an obvious criminal, nigga. I know who robbed me.
The nigga with the two colored eyes. That weird Panamanian dude over there.
Frank, our producer of Gas, put us on to an Instagram account called Mugshawties.
Mugshawties.
Yeah, this is a big thing online. Like, a lot of people love to do this kind of shit.
Okay.
We got that.
Right. That one Mugshawty.
I ain't gonna lie. These already are better than that last list we just
did. Yeah, that's good.
But this girl, would you give her your life?
My life. But niggas are dope, but I donate to the bail.
I'm taking my semen back after we fall asleep.
She the one that stabbed dude 108 times. Oh, my God. They already got her up?
Hold on, which one?
Go up. The one right here. Down.
You got to use better descriptions, dude.
Right here, yeah.
Oh, yeah, with a strong neck?
She stabbed the nigga. No, she stabbed her boyfriend 108 times and then got off with some community service.
Calling it a cannabis-induced psychosis.
They said she went crazy from the weed and stabbed dude 108 times.
Wow. This is what shit like this is trying to get weed back illegal.
Yeah. It'd probably be more fun.
Cannabis-induced psychosis is insane. That's not even real. That's fucked up that they did that. That's not even cool.
Yeah. I mean, they can't keep blaming bath salts. I bet you she's from Florida with that kind of
attitude. This girl got arrested for assault and disorderly conduct.
What the girl with the blue hair do?
Blue hair. She looks like my cousin. Battery on medical personnel.
Uh-huh. She what?
Battery on medical personnel.
Yeah, she good.
Yeah, that's your cousin.
She's probably like an EMT who hit a nurse.
That's funny.
I've never been that frustrated.
This is probably also my cousin. Simple assault. Yep, pretty much.
Lip fillers with the eyelashes.
Okay. Mm. Somebody, all right. What's
DUI
that?
DUI and speeding.
Okay.
In a Nissan.
She a little whippersnapper. She like she do MMA.
Reckless driving and out of control. Where is she?
Not the other one, but she look crazy.
she stay at Skankfest.
Yes. Look at that neck. Whoa, MMA fighter.
Battery with a deadly weapon.
Yeah, she looked like an action star.
This bitch is like any number of comedy club bartenders.
Yeah. She started off hot, and then you're like, oh, man. Yeah, man.
She was in that movie, The Assignment.
Look at that. Oh, wow, she's pretty.
Domestic dispute.
Okay.
All right. A little fiery one.
Oh, hey. All right,
she killed somebody.
Disorderly conduct.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's rich. She knew murderer. Was coming together.
But also, you know what it is about women and their smiley faces?
What's her name?
That's Gypsy Rose
and shit.
She killed her mom because her mother gave her Munchausen by proxy. I can't say the word.
What's really fucked up is that like they got to free that boyfriend.
Come on, birthmark.
He's still in jail for life.
I don't know the story.
That boy lost. He's going to be there forever.
So the girl's mom had her convinced that she was
really sick,
terminally
right?
sick.
She had cancer. She had MS. She had all these things. She had her teeth removed. She had her saliva glands removed. All this craziness. So the girl met a boy on a chat room, convinced the guy to come and kill her mom. And so she got
a few years,
and he got life.
Yeah, and now she's out with a new dude that look like Peter Griffin.
She got a new man?
She got a new dude.
On husband number two.
Whoa, let me see this guy.
Look like Peter Griffin, family man guy.
So the guy that's in jail, she was married to that guy?
I don't know.
I believe it.
She met him on a chat room. She used him to kill her mom.
I believe it because sickly pussy is good because it ain't around for long, so it gives you this.
It's an extra.
A little rare.
It's a different marinade.
Yeah.
It's a different marinade. It got medicine in it.
You sick. You might as well let me hit raw faster.
It got all sorts of antibiotics in it.
So it all goes down there. Mm-hmm. It turns into the only thing that gives life. See that?
Already sick.
Come on, man.
Wow. He looked like a Vic.
Peter Griffin, look at him.
He looked like someone who out to die for his foolishness.
Good for her.
It's pretty wild, though. She's done four or five official paid for interviews with like CBS, The View, Lifetime.
Has she checked up on the niggas spending the rest of his natural
she
life?
Might have some, she probably put $75 on their books once. You know what I mean?
She might put some money on his books.
But like, I kind of, I'm not mad at that. It's almost the same as like when you see like a pimp and you know one of the hoes go down and he just, I just got to build a staple.
How does one die in jail? So like, do you just get old and one day you don't wake up?
Shanked, death penalty, long life, you know. There's a lot of factors of people.
You know what? Like, you know what? Like when you end up be like, let's say somebody be like, let's say you get like beat up or something and turns you and get turned into someone's bitch. Do you like? Do you eventually die or do you just live as someone's bitch for the rest of your life?
Here's the weird thing.
Kill yourself.
Here's the weird thing. If you catch some sort of weird sickness from being abused in there, they'll give you a furlough and send you home. Because it's like they also don't want to deal with whatever your medical shit is. So it's like, let's say you get shanked and that shit don't heal well and get infected. All right, we'll go ahead and commute your sentence.
You're going to die in 6 months.
Right, right. But we're not going to be responsible for all that hospice care and all that shit in here. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. We ain't taking care of
that on the state level. Like, remember how when Lil Wayne was supposed to do a year in Rikers, but he had all them diamonds in his teeth and they was like, yeah, could you take that out first and then turn yourself in? Because just in case something happened with you and in your mouth, we don't want to be responsible for that.
He was very upset about that. I mean, I would be up to, like,
that man has dodged jail a lot of times.
Yeah, but like, dog, like that gun law in New York is so strict. Son, like Lil Wayne had $100 million at that time, and he still had to go sit down for a year.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Yeah, which he was lucky that it was a year. Because they was handing out dimes for that.
New York not playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, New York got wild gun laws. Like, if you depend on what you doing with the gun, they give you a year for every bullet in the gun and some shit like that.
Yeah, man. They got strict for not for no reason, but you understand.
I mean, a lot of people in New York are shoot a bull, so I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of us.
You're a local. You're a native New Yorker, right?
From Brooklyn, Flatbush. Yeah.
Flatbush.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I get that. I live in Flatbush now.
I wish
now.
I was a whole New Yorker. That'd be,
I like
all
Flatbush.
New York. Derek,
you do?
Yeah. Because
out of all the neighborhoods you stayed in, which one do you like the most?
Flatbush, because it's the most regular. There's not too many people doing shit for attention. You know what I mean? Like every now and again on Flatbush Avenue, you got somebody with a speaker that's dancing on a Saturday morning. It's like, all right, whatever. But like, all of that riding a unicycle around or
that's
doing
Bushwick.
Weird shit.
That's
you know what I mean? Just to, like, it ain't none of that. You know what I mean? Like, and I appreciate
you
that.
You know what's funny about Bushwick, Dave, Reg? The dudes that wear girl clothes in my neighborhood are always wearing vintage clothes, and it looks like the shit my mom used to wear in the 90s.
The dudes who wear the girls' clothes in your neighborhood refuse to shave their facial hair that pisses
you
off. It's like, yo, you going to do it or not?
Yeah, man. And they always got like shoulder pads and short heels on, look like tax collectors.
That's why I feel bad when I feel myself judging people from the community, but on like I judge them feeling like they shouldn't be in the community. Like I feel like you don't look good enough to be in the community.
Yeah, you a misrepresentation.
Right? You ever just look at somebody?
You know what we also being ignorant of? Like it's different flavors for different neighbors. So it's like,
I know.
Like the guy who I think looked like a dummy in your neighborhood because he's in a dressed like a chick, but he still got his facial hair. That's somebody's vibe.
Of course. Right. In Bushwick, it always is somebody's vibe. They all be at the public house playing pool. Like, niggas is goofy.
In the 90s, before there was all of the other letters, it was just gay, right? Gay encompassed everybody, right? Lesbian. But the crazy thing was, if you was gay in the 90s, you were like built. You were chiseled. You know what I mean? Like, you were, like, in amazing shape.
Nah, they
shape.
Had feminine gay guys.
Feminine, but not sloppy fat. And that's what killed, that's what blows
well,
my
shit,
mind when I find
everybody.
Myself judging sloppy fat, flamboyant gay people
who's
where
that?
I'm like,
well, yeah, who was the first flat black gay, like, Modern Family was the first black, was the first fat gay guy, Modern Family?
I don't know.
Who's on, I don't know that show.
The
I mean, I know it exists,
Ed
but O'Neil, I've never seen
Ed
an episode
O'Neil,
of it.
Ed O'Neil, his.
I know Modern Family, but you talking about the dude.
The fat one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was outside.
Yeah, I can't
point.
Think of
like,
another gay character who was fat before him.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? Now, like the first fat dude that I knew that I really was kind of like, what the hell, was Magic Johnson's son. You know what I mean? Where
man.
I'm like,
but he not on TV. He not
remember,
a TV person.
Remember, Miss Doubtfire, Uncle Frank and Aunt Jack. Remember Uncle Frank?
Yeah,
that's the first guy.
Oh
I
yeah,
like,
what's that
fat.
Actor's name?
something like that.
What's I feel like his name might be John or something, right? Like,
I don't know his name, but he was kind of a portly, fat, gay dude.
Yeah, he was like the Birdcage. Those actors right there. Those might have been the first like openly gay.
What's that? Yeah, when I was like, what
how, right? But even like those that? Dudes, I felt like the older dudes. Like once you get to like that level, it's not even about sex no more. You know what I mean? Yeah. They just gay just to just be like, yo,
it's
we gotta
sassiness.
Hold this shit down. You know
it's
what
just
I mean?
Sassiness. Yeah,
just
you
be
got
sassy.
It.
Right. So that and again, that's why they. So angry and they get overweight, you know what I mean? Because they're like, whatever, I'm over all of it. And I understand that energy, but you're on your way out. But like young prime, like I'm in this. Like you said, I'm 22.
And fat
I'm
and agile,
put on
right?
a pink fur coat and still have stubble. And, you know, my belly's just hanging out of this fur coat. And I'm like, yo, who want this? You know what I mean? Like, and then it's weird that I get involved in that. Like, nigga, why are you so upset? You want me? Yeah. No, I don't. But I'm curious.
Well, you better thank the thoughts for that, man. They needed an inspiration. The thoughts be like that in the block. All the nasty girls with the tummies out and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where they got it from.
Yeah.
They got it from the hood girl.
Look, man, the road got me walking in every room belly first, so I can't really talk right now, but.
Man, you good. But you always had that belly, nigga.
He was going the other way
for a while. I mean, you don't look like you put it back on, but you was on your grind
bro, it's
in
hard,
2023.
Bro. It's hard, bro. Like, everything is deep fried. Everything
so
is
talk
just...
to, so what's it like on the road for you right now?
I just feel like I'm out of control, like, with my drinking and smoking.
I'm just always
running around.
It's the road, nigga.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
I mean, you can focus up and wake up at 4 a.m. and get to the gym and then write two jokes and then
I mean, I do all the work with my agent, everything. Like, it's really just the fitness part. It's really just.
Oh,
all
right.
Like, everything else is on point. The business is good.
Well, not everybody can be Kevin Hart, man. Kevin Hart got in comics' heads waking up at 4 in the morning. Focus.
And see, the thing
but
that
look,
he did.
But look, nigga, like, me and you used to go to the gym together. Like,
yeah,
come
but
on.
That's fine. I still go to the gym. I'm good. Yeah.
See, the thing that people got to realize, too, like with Kev, his thing is a bit different because, you know, like, his mom never allowed
him. He's an industry
him...
plan.
No. His mom never allowed him to not do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, he used to have to go to swim practice. He was on a swim team for, like, forever. You know what I mean? So he had to do like grueling swim workouts. And the crazy thing was he was the worst person on the team. So he was like just doing the exercises for years. You know what I mean? Like there's a level of discipline that's already
in there,
ingrained
yeah,
where,
man.
You know, yeah, like, huh.
I get it, but yeah, bro.
I try
eat
like
a salad. I don't know.
I run a lot now. I run on the road. That makes everything different on Saturday. Like Saturday, I'll get up and wherever I'm at, I'll take an Uber to a park or anything to go ahead and run, and that's just my gotcha. Thing. I don't drink. I do smoke. Like we smoke a lot on the road. It's a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's also the other thing. I probably need to, like I'll be on the road with people, and like, we just don't even be hanging really like that. Like. We all just be to ourselves till it's time to get on the show.
Yeah. And then the club food don't make it no
club
easier.
Food be bad.
You got that's what I've had to learn. Like you gotta go eat good, man. Remember, was you with us when we was in Vegas and we went out to the steak dinner and Eric Griffin was like yelling at us like, make sure you eat good, make sure you fly good, make sure you stay in good hotels. Like fuck, like, he was very adamant about like don't eat club food. Go take yourself to a nice restaurant. If the club puts you in a shitty hotel, put yourself in a nice hotel, travel well, like, fuck what they gonna give you. Give yourself the better, because you got to take care of yourself.
Man,
the
nigga, we did the Comedy Zone in Jacksonville, and that shit is in a Ramada Inn.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the Comedy Zone is in the hotel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nigga, they get Friday okay. and Saturday, it's unlimited crab legs.
Okay.
That's like your little... like your little AO for staying here with us. Nigga, the first time we was there, within the first 30 minutes, we saw three different roaches in two different hotel rooms.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas was out.
Yeah. Y'all went and got another room?
Man.
Yeah.
I've been in some roaches. I can't do that shit. It's gross. Yeah, you got to stay in something nice.
Yeah.
You got to stay at the St. Regis or something. At the Ritz.
Wait, like, that's the other thing. Like, some of these hotels, you'd be like, yo, nigga, I'll live in this bitch. Like a Four Seasons, like yeah. the concrete, the
You'd
cement
like,
at the Four Seasons is just cleaner.
Fuck? It's just what's going on.
Like nigga, the street is cleaner. At
Talk
Four
shit around it. The surrounding area.
It smells
nice.
Like an Abercrombie when you walk
it
in.
It smells like fresh clothes and drinks. It's very nice. It's a lot of candle. Lot of they put light candles in the radiator or what in the vents. It smells nice. It's just
I like
nice
it. I'm getting used to it, but I used to love shitty motels.
Come on with
I
that
still
shit,
kind of, no, because I like the hustle. I like the aspect of the trap and the hustle. Like, back in the day, I'm not going to lie to you, a fucking motel with a door that opens out to the parking lot, oh, that shit to me just seems
I did
so
that on seeing
comforting.
Trip. On Seeing Trip, I did. We did.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, like anywhere where it's just trucks just going by, yeah, like, oh, man, it's just something about that feeling of like I'm safe nowhere. You know, yeah. like meaning like I'm no one's gonna find me here. No one.
Yeah, there's nothing like that vibe. I still get that feeling when I'm on like a train or a bus or like, you know, I look out a window and I just see like just woods and shit.
Yeah.
I still get that comforting feeling from that too.
Yeah. Just the knowing the thing. You know what I mean? I mean, like being far away from Flatbush. But like
quick question.
Go ahead.
I apologize. But like,
no need for apologies, bro.
Right. You do y'all follow other content creators on YouTube and like their podcasts and their stuff going on?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
So are y'all aware of like after the Cat Williams little quote he made about the Joe Rogan pushing out 6 unfunny comics?
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware like how all the comics who be on Joe Rogan are like kind of like just in their own heads about who he could have been talking about?
No, I'm not aware.
Oh, no, I'm not aware of that at all.
Watching white boys try to make first of all, it doesn't even matter that they white. But watching those comics try to make sense of it is
right. That's also like you ever go to like a gas station and it's just a crazy man in the parking lot like, yo, all y'all bitches, all y'all, yeah! all y'all,
like all of us.
And that's somebody like, well, and who we talking about?
Me?
Like I, I'm not calling Cat crazy, but I'm just saying like, nigga, pump your gas and go. Like this is not for you.
But the people who get upset about that, those are the people who in that same scenario, they make eye contact with the crazy nigga.
Yeah.
See, you right. You absolutely right, bro. And like the second you painted that picture, I saw who was who in that scenario.
Right.
Me, the three of us, head down. Pump on 20 on pump 3.
Right.
No, I know
and
you ain't
get,
talking
and,
to me.
And, I'm not, and
too
I don't
close,
give a fuck.
Right.
I'm not even here for nothing.
Yeah, right.
I ain't wasting
my
rich ass
time
on you.
I'm just telling you for, hey, yo.
Yo.
Watch out with that. Move. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you got, yo, you get about this close, I'm like, what the fuck?
Right.
If you get close, I'm going to put gas on you. I'm going to fuck out. I'm going to burn you the fuck up. Nigga, leave me the fuck alone. But anyway, yeah. I get that. That's great.
Yeah, I be in the hotel too long, and so I just fell down a wormhole. It was just, it was a really good, well-made YouTube video. It was just, yeah, look how this one's dealing with it. Like, so it'll show everyone's different podcasts and like how they like,
nah, man.
I don't think he was talking about me.
I just like that Cat really turned on the world like that. It really is. Like we was like, who's the black dude that's gonna save us all?
Now it feels like everybody's on some. Let me put this person on blast.
But yeah, that's what it's just a trend,
and I don't like that.
I hate that shit. Everybody's stealing jokes now. Everybody, you know, this person did this, blah blah blah. Some nigga hit me up on the DMs talking about, yo, your IHOP joke is sort of like mine, and I don't even know this motherfucker. I'm like, I never seen you do stand up a day in your life, motherfucker.
Right,
like
right,
I don't
right,
know.
Right.
But put it out, and if it's close, I'll write another joke. That's how easy it is for me, nigga.
Right.
I'm an award winner.
It is kind of ballsy to just hop up in a nigga DM and be like, yo, fam.
Yo, fam. Like, what?
Some
I don't even know you, cuz.
Some people be festering, bro. Like, and the sad part is how many people they have to call before they send that message. They got to talk to like 2 or 3. Yo, what you think I should do, man? And that's the shit that's wild is the motherfuckers that field that call.
Because one nigga said, do that shit. One nigga said, yo, call this hoe ass nigga.
Call this nigga.
And take back your joke, man.
Hey, yo, DM him right now. Yeah,
I mean,
somebody got to say
it. But that's the wave now, it seems like. Like, even now, like, outside of comedy, you got rappers that... they don't put out music no more. They just go live and just come at niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, whoever respond, now you caught up in the show. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Like, you
in the show.
Yeah, that's we talked about this before. I think hip-hop is coming to a good place because I think last year only 2 rappers were shot.
If by good place you mean the end, yeah.
I'm just saying, no one's dying over hip-hop like they used to. A hip-hop beef now is motherfuckers going live talking about, yo, somebody at that nigga. Somebody at that nigga. Get him in here right now. You know what I mean? And then he just
gonna
fly off.
Hip-hop
kind
of got out of control in the last couple years. Like, that's what, like, think about Takeoff getting murdered senselessly.
Yeah.
Then like they had real popular rappers in like different cities who like got arrested for like, you know, like contract kill. Like niggas was like really doing the most.
Thug and Thug is still on trial.
Yeah. That's also weird to me, man. Like I
hip hop had to take a real hard like, yo, what are y'all doing? Like, what are y'all promoting? Like, even these record labels, like, why are y'all giving millions of dollars to gang members who are only going to take the money, buy more guns, and, like, shoot at more people?
Yeah, which is a weird thing to do, too, when you got the money to be like, yeah, let's just go buy guns.
Let's go
like,
fund a small war.
Why don't you
when
just
you can buy
move
arms?
Out the hood and then figure something out from there?
So wild.
But
it's
some
wild.
Cats, they don't want to. They just want to self-destruct. You know what I mean? That's the interesting thing about idleness in general. Like, now, this is where I get a little, let's go on a little temple run.
Idleness? Like just having free time?
Yeah, because it's like, if you're not growing, you're dying.
Okay.
Plain and simple. So anytime, if you have free time and you're not using that to build yourself up, your brain will automatically, okay, well, let's go find something to do to self-destruct. Plain and simple. That's what the human mind does. Like, oh, we're not doing shit right now? All right, what can I do to kill myself? It's that same feeling, like you ever be like on a boat and you look off and it's something that's just like, yo, I should just jump right now.
You be looking at the water like, nah.
Right. It's just something in the human mind that is there to self-destruct. And if it's not self-destructing, it will try to build itself up, but leveraging other people or in destroying other people to leverage. It's wild. It's just the way we are.
Say that last part?
Like, we'll still try to better ourselves, but unbeknownst to us, we're leveraging and fucking up other people.
Yeah, we'll build our betterment on somebody else's back.
It's like if you want to, let's say you got.
Even in the growing part, or this still the
right
part?
Let's say you're growing, right? Let's say you got 100 racks in the bank and you're like, all right, you know what? I'm going to study the stock market and I'm going to do right with this money by investing in the stock market, right? Well, the reality is you don't know what the fuck they got to do to get that money. All you care about is your returns. You know what I mean? So it's like if you invest in some company that mines gold, all right, cool. That's solid, right? Yeah. But somebody got to suffer on the other end for you to come up.
You know what's going on in the Congo right now with all the cobalt and all that stuff.
It's like when they be mad at Jordan because, you know, Jordan invested in private prisons. They're like, well, it's a guaranteed thing. And they're like, come on, bro, how can you do that, though?
Or like Dave Chappelle being such like a activist in his comedy and he voted against like a cheap, like affordable housing in his neighborhood.
Yeah, because he owns like 41 properties.
He owns Ohio. I don't want
in his neighborhood.
Motherfuckers,
this is his, no. I need the rent to go up.
Yeah.
I don't want a housing to be affordable. I want to be able to charge niggas mad money to live in all the units that I have. You know what I mean? Like, I look at that shit now here in New York City. Who the fuck can afford all the shit that's going up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why I'm like, this is money laundering. Like, first of all, who owns this building?
Chinese people.
Some other person from another country trying to wash bread.
Right.
You ain't gonna never get in that penthouse. That's my penthouse. But I use that to recycle the bread.
I put a whole building in New York just to recycle the bread.
Yeah, I'm just washing bread. I ain't,
just to see if
you
I can
live
it.
Your dreams here.
This is an engineering project. We just wanted to see if we could make a building shaped like a wind sail.
Exactly.
Yeah, you ain't gonna live in there. That's our building. That's
for Chicago,
us to fuck
in Chicago
with.
They got a building that looks like a corn on the cob.
Really?
Yeah, it's not yellow, but like it's like designed like a corn on the cob.
Okay. Yeah, man.
See that?
I
money.
Want that kind of freedom. You
money.
Know what I mean?
Freedom
and you
with
know,
money.
Nobody talks about that. When they build those buildings, people be getting hurt. People get hurt opening up the ground. You know, the beans.
Laying down
like,
the HVAC work.
We don't hear about none of that shit, bro.
Yo, you ever think about how many people got, like, died in the making of a building?
Of a bridge?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Nigga, when I look at the Brooklyn Bridge,
mad people died.
Right.
Mad people
That's
died.
The way that shit gets done, bro. Like, you just, like.
Some nigga drowned on his birthday.
Is there a count? There has to be an official record of how many people died in the building of the Brooklyn
Bridge. Yeah, but it's like, it's in the dark archives of the library over by Penn Station.
Yeah.
You gotta go in one of those little machines that
you know
mic,
that thing they
the
do
microfilm
when they let you had an experience of sitting on that beam in the middle of the sky, man. You know how many niggas fell off that beam?
Mm-hmm. You want to bet $20 if it's above 1,000 or under 1,000 people died
making the bridge?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go under 1,000, but it's close to 1,000 because it took them like 100 years to make that bridge.
I think they're lying because I looked it up and it says 20 people.
20 people?
Wow.
I think they're lying.
Only 20 people?
There's no way people without like modern technology.
How long did it take?
Well,
to
here's
make
the other
bridge?
Thing. Here's the other. It took like 100 years. I've studied the bridge pretty extensively, but here's another thing that's fucked up that we do in America. when we bring migrants in and make them do that shit, we don't count them as people.
Absolutely.
So, like, Indians were big on bridge building, and I'm not being racist. It's something with their nasal passages. They can breathe better.
All right, you know what?
Up top where the Gains. Where the air is thinner. I'm dead ass. Look it up. Breathe better up in the thin air. All right, look. They don't pass out and fall down like everybody else, so they use them up there.
Put the Indians with the good noses up top.
It's something
they
about.
They got something in their nose.
I think it's the spices or whatever.
So who told the bridge builders that the Indian niggas was the ones?
Nigga, white people are amazing. Like, white people, the shit that they hyper-focus
they
on.
They know who's best at
Let
what.
Let me tell you something. You understand how the West was, but like San Francisco, right? You know why it's mostly Asian, right?
Why?
Because we would just use Chinese people to build the railroads. Right. Like, it was mad easy. Like, you bring them over like indentured servants, and then you just like, oh, we need to blow this mountainside over. So it was like, Chinese people are smaller and lighter, so it's easier to lower them down with dynamite, you know what I mean, to put it into place. And like, they would come over and get jobs there. And again, white people would take advantage of them. Like, on some like, oh yeah, we just got one more thing to blow off, and then they just wouldn't pull the bucket back up, and I guess we don't have to pay that guy.
You know what I mean? Like, word.
Bruh, white people, they devious, but you know, they're fucking clever, man.
They get shit done, though, but God damn, that's crazy. Don't pull this last one up. Don't pull this last one.
Hey, you can't mistake evil with clever. That's not clever. That's just,
you don't think evil's clever?
That's not, but I don't call it clever. I just call it evil. Like,
then what's clever?
Clever is...
You don't want to admit that evil is clever, but
like that's just a backdoor. That's just double crossing me. That's not clever.
That's not clever.
Nah.
One of the most clever.
A double cross is a double cross. I mean, like, you tricked me. You got me. Yeah, you got.
Yeah.
But
all right, what's clever? All right, I think it's clever when like, you be at the casino.
Like, y'all think. Like, y'all think. Like, so. Like, according to that, like, the gas chambers are clever. And I'm not saying that y'all cool with gas chambers. I'm just saying, like.
Oh, this is deep. Okay.
Y'all just
absolutely. Putting motherfuckers in the room where they think they about to get a shower. They think they waiting and and then all of a sudden, oh no. Like, well, that, you know, is wow. Like,
that might be clever.
It's like playing football, like a flea flicker, nigga.
All right, fine.
That's kind of crazy. That's insane.
Like, okay. Take it off of that kind of thing. Is the Philly special. We all saw that play
the Philly,
Super Bowl
Philly.
A few
That's
years
clever.
Ago. That's clever.
Yeah,
it's
I ain't gonna lie.
Evil.
It took us a little while to find something.
It's like the annexation. It's like the annexation of Puerto Rico. Yeah, on the Little Giants.
There you go. It's
Don't
like
you dare.
That.
Don't you dare.
Wait, what's wrong?
The annexation of because I might bring up the annexation of Puerto Rico
He's
and get her mad.
Trying to bring up Puerto Rico to make me mad.
The Taínos,
mm-hmm. and the Taínos, and all the Barreros.
Puerto Rican?
That's what my grandma used to call them, the Puerto Ricans. Yeah, but anyway.
You know I love
I see
me.
What you're saying.
You know I love me some Puerto Ricans. Now.
So I will say, Rican? So I conclude that there's a thin line between clever and evil then.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I think they're one and the same.
Yo, telling the nigga we gonna pull you up and then leave him down there. That's just like, yo, bro, what the fuck? So,
yeah, telling the motherfucker, yeah, you the last bomb, man. You dropped that thing
Hold
down
on.
There.
All right, so
I
when you
lie.
Watch
I
espionage
never brought,
movies.
I should have never brought the gas chambers.
But what
like,
I'm saying
you know,
is when you watch
you went deep.
When
that
you watch
God
espionage
damn,
movies and there's always the bat the, there's always the what do you call it? The betrayal in the espionage movie so that they could walk off with the bag or whatever and you know, half the group that was like forcing them to do this thing. Like every Fast and Furious movie is some sort of double cross and then they go do their own thing.
Yes.
And it's clever. It's evil, but it's clever.
Okay. All right.
Clever.
What is it?
Evil, but it's good.
Fox or
remember that on Brooklyn, Vampire Brooklyn? Evil is good.
Clever as a fox.
Mm-hmm. Sly as a fox. That's
yeah,
what it is.
Sly. Okay. And I also
and
think about
Sly
that.
Is evilly clever.
Yeah.
To be sly, yeah. Slick. Sly.
And earlier this, well, last
Who's
year.
Who's the oldest one between the three of us?
Probably Dave? Me. Yeah, my birthday next week.
It's just that he
41.
Knows all the old man sayings. Like, he's like, sly, clever. Like,
I like words.
He was in the house with his grandma.
Yeah, that shit locked in just
yeah.
now.
Oh, yeah. Slick, sly,
impressed.
And all that shit. Yeah,
I'm
yeah, yeah.
impressed.
I play crosswords all day. I know all the words. I'm Derek Gaines, man. I'm the word man.
My man's.
Do we...
Splendiferous.
Let's take a little break here.
Good call, man.
Yeah, let's take a little break, get a little water break from the stream, and then we'll come back. We got some more videos and all that kind of stuff like that. If anyone wants to write in or text in, whether or not it's
what
evil
clever
and
is
clever, or you know, let us know your feelings on that, and we'll see. I'm curious now what the people think. Do you think evil is clever or not? What's the hotline there? 707-785-6632. Text in your response. I am very curious now at this point whether or not evil is clever.
We'll
be back in just a few minutes. Go ahead, tell them again.
6632 is an NFA.
All right, real quick. Reg, tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you online.
Reg Thomas on all platforms. You're going to see me at the gym also. But until then, it's just Reg Thomas, R-E-G-T-H-O-M-A-S. I'm at, where am I going this I'm going to Texas soon. I'm going back to L.A. soon. I'm going to the Virgin Islands in a little bit.
There you go, boy.
In April. Then I'm hitting up Vegas eventually.
Nice.
Right. What festivals y'all doing, man? We got to hit the road together, man. I want to, like, let me fucking host for y'all one time.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely make that happen.
We make that happen.
Yeah, we won't do too many
come
festivals.
Come with us to D.C.
Yeah,
do D.C. But I know you fluent in D.C.
Yeah, they fuck with me in D.C.
Yeah, let's do D.C. Link that up.
You should submit to Skankfest. See if you can do
Skankfest. I should submit to Skankfest.
They need more brown.
Yo,
you know
bro, son. When I come back, can we talk about my travels to Austin, Texas?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Austin is a great city. We've been down there. We've seen some wild shit.
But we saw some wild shit in Austin.
Yeah, but I also got to shoot AR-15s in Austin, so I was happy to the motherfucker.
I do that anytime I go to Mike the Bay house.
Mike the Bay?
Oh, yeah. That nigga's a warrior. He Rambo.
There you go. There you go. All right. We'll come back. We'll see you guys in a little bit. All right. No need. Peace.
No need.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.